This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by Schweitzer's. Now that you got your Christmas cash from everybody, you can pop by, check out their $100 meat bundles, four to choose from. And if you still, if there's somebody you forgot maybe, a gift card would probably help you out. 625 South Washington in Bismarck. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 1, close on Sundays. Schweitzer's, call them at 751-0319, 751-0319. Schweitzer's, South Washington and Bismarck. Six after the hour, Todd Mitchell and for Scott Hennen. Steve Hallstrom is on with Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney in some news.
Yeah, good morning, Todd, and good morning, What's on Your Mind listeners. Steve Hallstrom here coming to you from AM 1100, the flag in Fargo. Major news coming down just minutes ago. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has granted a permit for the Red River Diversion Project that will give the final, I guess, clear the final regulatory hurdle. There's certainly some work to be done as far as getting the money together for the $2.75 billion project. But this has been the biggie that has been holding up this project as far as the permit process for a couple of years or so. And joining us now here on the program is Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney, who's been very closely involved with this project all throughout the works. We actually had Mayor Mahoney on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag this morning, and he said, I'm expecting we'll hear something by the end of the month. And, Mayor, glad to have you on the program here with us now. And I guess you got what you would wish for, and that's an answer, and the answer that you had wanted as well. What's your reaction to the news of the day?
Got the Christmas present of the century. Yes, we did get a permit for Plan B. There are some conditions which we expected. It's not a very typical of a permit that you'll have all sorts of different conditions, 52 of them, but that's not unexpected. And our team will now look over to see what different things need to be done, but I want to say a shout out to the governors that they really made this come home, and very pleased that the DNR worked hard with our team to get a permit done.
If the initial, for those who haven't followed this project closely, the initial plan on this that was put together by the Army Corps of Engineers, the Federal Army Corps, contained a mapping of the levees to make this thing work, and that's where the Minnesota DNR had the major issue with it and said that it would not issue its permit, therefore the project could not be legally permitted. And then this Plan B that you heard the mayor talk about alters the system of the levees and the dams, and it pulls more water south of the Fargo-Moorhead area. More water will be held in North Dakota, and that has eased the concerns of the folks in Minnesota to make this happen. Tim, this has been a long process to get to this point. What do you think changed? What do you think happened along the way that really got this project going to the point where it could get the approval that it needed?
Well, I think when the two governors got engaged, that really helped. And then with the task force of the people, different people upstream, downstream, I mean, everything was on the table. And then it was, okay, let's find, not everybody's going to be happy with the route, but let's find a route that works. And I think that made the changes, getting everybody in the room. And then basically Governor Dayton concurred with Governor Burgum that we need to get this figured out. So we are very pleased that has moved forward, extremely pleased that the team could get it done before the end of the year. That helped us going into the legislative body that we go into there. We can kind of visit with them and tell them. So I think this is fantastic.
How sure are you, Mr. Mayor, that the money that it will take to get this project put together can actually be raised? Fargo and Cass County is on the hook for more than $1 billion, and the state is about $550 million, if I remember right. Federal government is somewhere around $400 million to $450 million. Minnesota has some as well. It's one thing to have the regulatory approval. It's another thing to actually get the money together. How confident are you that that will happen?
Well, we've had good discussion with our legislative team as well as our federal people as well, and we feel that we will get that done. Obviously, we're not happy that the price goes up. The longer you're delayed, it'll continue to go up. So a 6.5-year bill, let's get it going and let's start moving forward. The governor and the legislative leaders have committed to work with us in trying to figure out these finances, and we'll work with them. And as you know, everything takes time and work, but we'll get it done, Steve. And with your support and help of the team, I think we can get this over the finish line.
The Richland County folks, it still remains to be seen what they will think of this. It's certainly going to raise some eyebrows there as well. They've certainly known that this is a possibility. But you may still face some opposition from those counties upstream, Richland in particular, where a majority of this water will be pooled. How do you get past that?
Well, they're not a majority of the water pooled there at all. It's less than 600 acres. And we would hope with Richland County we can sit down and talk. There's been other concerns they've had about their farmers as well. So I'd say, hey, let's come to the table. There's a seat waiting for you on the DA board. And let's sit down as a group and find out what your concerns are and try to address those best they can. And always been told, Nathan Burstead said, well, if you get a permit, then let's go ahead and try to figure something out. I would hope that he would do that now.
Altogether, I think it's expected somewhere 6 to 7 years to finish up this project. Is that what you are operating as well to get the whole thing done?
Yes. When we pushed the core, we said a 6.5 year build. So that's what we're going to push. As you know, federal projects often last 12 to 18 years, and that always increases your price. The P3 contract is a fixed price. So once that is bid in the fall of next year, we'll know what that is going to be. And then the ability for the feds to have inflationary markers on theirs to go up. But the feds then would go up to higher mark too, and they would cover theirs. So we're very, we'll work out the finances next year. That will all kind of come to fruition. And we'll keep working over the hurdles, but it'd be great to get into construction.
Before we let you go, on with Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney here on What's on Your Mind. Any last thoughts or comments you want to leave for our listeners this morning?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who's worked on this, and I want to put a shout-out for Delway Williams, the mayor of Moorhead, who worked with the Minnesota DNR so vigorously. That really helped us out. Mary Schirling's coming on as chairperson for the DA board as well. So I see you got great work will be done by the team, and we'll see what we can do going forward.
Tim, thank you for your time on what I know is a very busy morning. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, Steve Hallstrom here from AM 1100 The Flag. We'll send it back over to Ron Ness and continuing with the What's on Your Mind program. Take it away, Mr. Ness.
Thank you, Steve. Certainly exciting news for North Dakota and specifically Fargo, that diversion on days like this when we're getting big snowstorms and we recall back to the days of the floods. That is a big, big, big project, 6.5 years to construct, but it sounds like they're going to get going. We've got Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger here, but first we've got Jeff. Thanks for holding, Jeff. You're on the line.
Mike Nancy, I think he kind of contradicted himself a while back. Earlier this morning when he got a call about property taxes, Mike said something to the effect of the legislature has no control over what local taxing entities do. But then later, as he talked about his Operation Prairie Dog, that's where the contradiction comes in, because he specifically said they're going to build into Prairie Dog tight restrictions that say if the people receiving these funds don't meet certain thresholds, there will be actions against them. And I know later on in the session coming up, the legislative session, there will be some bill introduced proposing a loan program against legacy fund. Same thing there. That's the biggest thing that the legislature has that they can use to control what these taxing entities do. If somebody wants to borrow money, they come to the legislature, they ask them for money against the legacy fund. All they've got to do is build something in there that says, okay, if you want to get this money, you have to build in you have to demonstrably show us that you're making efforts to reduce property taxes in your area. Whether that's through changing their formulas or changing, the way they value properties, something. It has to be something defined that says if you don't do these things to reduce property taxes in your entity, you are going to lose access to these billions of dollars that are sitting out there waiting for you to have access to.
Well, Jeff, thanks. Thanks for the call, and I think you've hit on two of the key issues that are going to be debated at the legislature over the 80 days at which they're in session. Is one is how does this money If it passes, of course, this is just a bill. It's a proposal at this point. What type of strings can the legislature attach to it? And frankly, that has been something which has been a tremendous challenge for them, really, over the past decade and a half, in terms of trying to put the strings on the local decision makers. You see that in your property tax bill to show where the money comes from. I think that's something that you will continue to see. And then, secondly, the great debate about the legacy fund, and maybe something we can debate and discuss next Wednesday. But thanks for the call. I think you're spot on in terms of two big issues. We also have Mandy with a quick call. Mandy, we've got a short time here before we get the tax commissioner on. And Williston, what do you have, Mandy?
Monty.
Hey, hello there. Wondering is, right now, throughout the Western, we've had a business related to the oil and gas, and I think some of the greatest untold stories have been the infrastructure that have resulted mostly just by these and industry responding to their own needs, construction of power lines, distribution systems for water.
Hey, Monty, it's good to hear from you. We're going to have to jump to a break, but I think you're spot on also with the amount of infrastructure that's gone in place privately, in addition from the state through the surge fund and others.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota, and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota, and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza's Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
One note, MapBus Paratransit Services will be suspending starting at 12 noon. Happy 11 inches of snow, Animus. Congratulations. Our snow winter thus far. It's What's in Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell makes more than just the best pillow. Mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows, travel pillows, and sheets, too. Why not just have your head benefit when you can have your whole body benefit from the MyPillow Comfort? Comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the covers, made in the USA, backed with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. They didn't get it for you for Christmas. You need to get it for you for, I don't know, New Year's. 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott or MyPillow.com. 1-800-506-9028, and make sure you use that promo code Scott. MyPillow.com. 21 after the hour. It's Todd Mitchell. It's What's in Your Mind. Ron Nassif for Scott Hennon. And now you can take it.
So, Animoose, 11 inches of snowfall, and George Lake. Where in the world is George Lake? I thought I knew every place in North Dakota. So,
it's right next to Curious Lake, and you know they consolidated those schools, so Curious George.
Oh, funny, funny. So, seriously, text us where in the world George Lake is. And live in the studio is Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberg. Sorry, Ryan, we got derailed with
McHenry
the Fargo flood diversion. Now we've got like 9 minutes to talk about everything tax related. So, the number one issue today I wanted to have you on for is lots of things going on across the state, but everybody is thinking about, charitable contributions, their own personal tax issues. We had the Federal Tax Cut and Jobs Act passed last year. What does it mean to our listeners in terms of, what they should be thinking about in next year's tax bill?
Well, thanks, Ron. And it is important to think about Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. We're coming up on the filing season. This is the first major tax reform that we've had in over 30 years on the federal level. So for those of you out there who have normally filed the same way for years and decades, you may see some changes, not so much on the state level, but on the federal level. And there's three cornerstone points of the federal tax reform that I'd like to mention. One is the reduction in rates, which really isn't a big process problem. But when you look at two big things, the doubling of the standard deduction and then the doubling of the child credit, that's where most of the new relief and the major fiscal changes occurred in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But as process goes, you know, doubling of the standard deduction creates a lot of questions for people. So that is where a lot of the major benefit for North Dakotans will occur. About 83% of North Dakotans currently, you know, and historically, take the standard deduction. So that's, we're one of the highest states for taking the standard deduction. So not a lot of people itemize. But that 17% is going to decrease because of the doubling of the standard deduction. We might have as much as 90% of people taking the standard deduction going forward. But when you look at itemizing, there's a lot of questions going around about can I deduct my mortgage interest? Can I continue to deduct property taxes or charitable contributions? And that's something you're going to really have to weigh because the doubling of the standard deduction is so much more valuable. It went from $12,000 for a married couple to $24,000. It takes a lot of itemized deductions, a lot of charitable contributions, a lot of property tax to get over that hurdle. And to make it worthwhile to itemize. So a lot of people are talking about, for example, charitable deductions, maybe making those a larger deduction or contribution, every 2 or 3 years instead of every year. So that's something you really want to look at and maybe have to shift your tax planning. It's something to keep in mind going forward. And this is a big transition year. This is the first filing season of the new federal code.
So, number one, if you utilize an accountant, visit with your accountant as always. And if you do not use an accountant and you're not going to itemize now because you know it's double, is it made doing your own taxes easier?
In a lot of ways, it has made doing your taxes easier because, you don't necessarily have to worry about your itemized deductions going forward if you know you're not even going to get close to the doubling of the standard deduction. So when you move forward, like you said, do talk to a professional, or if you use tax preparation software, that really helps you. It asks a lot of questions to make sure you don't miss any of the deductions or benefits that you might be eligible for. So one, make sure you're using software or a paid tax professional. But if you're doing it on your own, make sure you look through all of those deductions. Just do not miss out on anything because this is a big transition year.
Sure. So if you've got standard W-2 income and your contributions are not such in your property tax relief and there's no other uncommon tax issues, you may be able to at least check into doing doing some more on your own because of this. But in terms of withholding and those things, has everything caught up now? I know there was some delay. And
so when it comes to withholding, if you're a wage earner, you should have seen your employer adjust withholding for the reduction of overall federal tax liability. So hopefully you saw an increase in your paycheck. But when it all shakes out, you're going to see a family of four, so two adults, two kids, with about $125,000 income in North Dakota, get a $3,800 reduction in their federal tax liability. Some of that might have been realized in reduction in your withholding, so an increase in your paycheck, but it could ultimately end up in just a much larger refund. And then the status quo going forward. So this is a transition year. Withholding maybe didn't catch up this year, but
so
next year it's
sure. So the end of the day for the common North Dakota tax filer, taxes should have gone down. You don't have to report your charitable. Your standard deduction has gone up. Should be a benefit.
Oh, absolutely. The vast majority, there are very, very few situations where you'd be a taxpayer not benefit from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. North Dakota benefits more than pretty much any other state on that point.
Fantastic. And Ryan, big announcement yesterday on sales tax collections. What's the bottom line? It looked like a big Christmas season.
Well, when we look at the announcement we had yesterday was for third quarter 2018. We were up 18% from third quarter 2017. That's the largest percentage increase we've seen since 2012, when oil really started to ramp up. So really solid growth, not just in the West, but also the East. Fargo was up 5%. Williston was up 28%. That's really solid growth. And we had good oil prices then, too. But fourth quarter, we believe, will look pretty good, too. We had a strong shopping season. We now have online sales tax collection. So things are really looking up, and that's important going into the legislative session as we continue to tweak the forecast.
Yeah, those numbers from out west, I think, can be directly contributed to what we've seen with the record pace of oil production and the number of completions. Many of those items are sourced, of course, out of Williston. Looks like Watford City shares growing Minot. So, most importantly, though, out of all of our discussions today, Lake George, located north of Highway 52, kind of in a circle between Carlsrud, Odin, Balfour, Guthrie, and Round Lake, somewhere by Rangeley. How about that, Todd? Now we know.
I knew we could get to the bottom of that.
I mean, thank you to our great listeners.
Underneath that 11 inches of snow, we finally found it. That's good to know.
So hopefully the ice fishing there is good today. So, Ryan, big talk in the legislature about the budget and all of that stuff. I know the oil prices dropped. I've been getting calls, concerns about the budget going forward. But I think the projections were based on pretty modest revenues. And, of course, they didn't start until July for the next biennium, right?
Right. So, when we look at the oil forecast, we usually try to stay on the conservative side. 1.4 million barrels per day, we're close to that. We're off the forecast right now by $7 or $8. But with the price correction, we could be right back on track.
And production's ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
So, Ryan, thanks. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interesting debate and discussion over the tax issues during the upcoming session. So thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Thank
with
you.
What's on your mind.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
You- USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day six of a partial government shutdown. The U.S. Senate coming back into session today. And a Republican Senator, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, says he's willing to take things slow if it means eventually getting the funding for President Trump's border wall.
And this problem's not going away. We need to secure that border, and there always will be that pressure of, oh my gosh, here comes several thousand more folks bringing drugs and human trafficking and just otherwise good people, but they're coming here illegally. Yeah. So if Schumer will buy into that, I think we can make some movement.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Stocks open over 300 points lower today after the Dow set a single-day record yesterday with a more than 1,000-point gain. Reports about renewed tensions between the U.S. and China apparently have investors in a new sour mood today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Got started back in 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, and now not only serving Bismarck, Mandan, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Complete residential services, commercial services. They're a link service contractor that allows H.A. Thompson & Sons to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Free estimates, find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, or call them at 223-3393, 223-3393, H.A. Thompson & Sons. 27 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. Daryl Lees will be hosting, by the way, tomorrow. We'll touch on legacy fund stuff and more. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, and head coffee maker, is... He brought the whole big thermos here because he wanted to make sure he had plenty to make it through a two-hour What's in Your Mind show.
I think that's code for I've been here enough to know you have bad coffee.
Which are you getting out of the pots or the maker? Because if you use the maker, it's fresh ground beans and stuff.
Oh, maybe it's just been sitting there cooking for like 8 days, but I'm not sure. But anyways, hey, we've been through legislative stuff, property tax stuff, federal tax reform. Now we're on to what matters. We've got the Game and Fish Commissioner here. Welcome, Terry Steinwand, Garrison, North Dakota boy. Terry, how long you been the Commissioner of Game and Fish?
Well, I'm going on 13 years right now. I've been with the department for 36 as a full-time employee, and you're right, I'm a farm boy from Garrison, and I still go back there periodically. In fact, I'm hoping to get up there this weekend and make my venison sausage.
Well, I was hoping you were going to get up there this weekend. Let's see, tomorrow's the last day of the late goose season, by the way.
Right.
Thank you on behalf of many Bismarck area hunters. I know that they've appreciated that. The geese have not been absolutely very cooperative because of the nice weather. They didn't want to come out till after 3 o'clock in the afternoon most days, I understand, but it's been good. So, Jerry, I want to talk about the farm bill and what's in that farm bill, but it's just appropriate today when you wake up this morning and now the wind's going to blow, and fortunately there was not a lot of rain ahead of all of this white fluffy stuff, but you know, this is what's gotten us in the situation, this and then some of the drought from the pheasant standpoint, but it's really all about habitat. So I know the new farm bill has some things in it. We certainly hope that they are, you know, ag producer friendly and things that want to help encourage the egg producer to, you know, leave that marginal habitat or have more habitat. But what do you got for us in the Farm Bill?
Well, there's an awful lot, and we haven't gone through it extensively yet. We do have some overviews, and some of it we know exactly what it means. Some of it we don't know what it means. But you're exactly right. We've said for a long time that farm the best, leave the rest. We are a plain state, Northern Plains, as you can tell outside right now. One of the biggest things, if people remember back in the heyday of Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, North Dakota had about 3.3 million acres of CRP on the landscape. And that was just absolutely tremendous. When you think of the middle 2000s, wow, we had mild weather, we had tremendous habitat out there, and our wildlife populations flourished as a result. Since then, we've kind of dropped down. We're down to about 1.1, 1.2 million acres of CRP. And in the Farm Bill that was just recently passed and signed by President Trump, it actually increased the acreage cap up to 27 million acres nationwide by the year 2023. Now, that's all one big jump. It goes FY19, 20 through 23. So by 2023, we'll have 27 million acres. And one thing we like about that is it actually, it takes the average 60% of the available acreage to be signed up in a given year goes to what the average acres of CRP an individual state had as an average from 2006 to 2017. For us, that means it's probably going to be right around 1.5 to 2 million acres. So we'll gain on that. There is a difference in the payment, though. They're only talking 85% of the county rental rate that they're going to pay for that. And the reason for that, as I understand it, is when CRP first came in the late 80s, there was probably some pretty good land actually signed up for CRP that probably, although it was great wildlife habitat, it was probably better used for farming. They want to make sure that when you have that good farmland, keep it farming on the marginal habitat, like you said, Ron. Let's put it into habitat. And again, it's good nesting habitat. It's not necessarily great winter habitat as we're seeing now, though.
Well, I know Daryl Lease is going to be I'd be interested to know what the Farm Bureau and what Daryl and those folks think. If there's things in here that are going to work for the ag producer, because that's critically important. And as you said, one other thing, Terry, you're a member of the Outdoor Heritage Fund. Is there something, I believe, I don't know what's in the governor's budget for the next biennium or what the legislature will do, but that's about $15 million a biennium. Is there something in there that's being done or that can be done to help improve habitat? I know we've got a trees program in which was wildly popular, and soil conservation and other folks are doing tree programs. But is there anything in there that can be done to help, help the egg producer want to have more habitat and make it work for them?
There have been an awful lot of proposals, some funded, some not. There's been some great proposals funded, like you alluded to, the Petroleum Council sponsored a tree planting program. And that, even though it doesn't sound like much now, and it's not much now, down the years that's going to have benefits. Soil conservation districts, they put in trees out there, wildlife plantings, tremendous winter cover when you look at stuff like this. There have been grassland projects that have been funded, whether it's Pheasants Forever, Audubon Society, North Dakota Natural Resource Trust. We've, as a Game and Fish Department, had actually gotten a grant for Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, but 3 years ago, and we're finally, whenever we get a budget again, we'll finally be able to bring that to fruition. But there are an awful lot of good projects. It's a great fund. I wish I knew what the governor, I should know, but I don't know what the governor is proposing in his budget. And of course, it's going to come down to what the legislature actually passes.
Yeah, and there's going to be some debate about that fund, I think. And, our Planning for the Future program, one of the great stories is, we had some kids come out and help plant some trees, and we actually had one of those kids back out to hunt doe, and they harvested a doe in the tree plots that they planted. Even though they were little trees, but there was a little bit of grass, there were some deer hanging out in there, and I said, that's planting for the future right there. That young person who helped plant the trees harvested a doe in the very first year of those trees being in place, which otherwise would have been you know, short stubble.
Exactly. And not that you can't find deer in stubble, but typically you're not. They're just passing through. They're going to lay down. They're going to find some food source, of course, with the grass, even though it's dead at that time of the year. They're going to have some habitat there. And it is a mixture of everything. And being a prairie state as we are, and the hunting and fishing heritage that we have, I think it's really important that we keep that going.
Jerry, if you've got questions for the Game and Fish Commissioner, please call or text with them. We do have a texter who sent a text in on update for baiting ban on deer. I know that there were there four chronic wasting disease reports across the state this year. Is that accurate?
Three. Two down and two F, or three F2, which again is Grant Sioux County area. We've had it there since 2009. The one we had was way in the northwest, the one new one we had was way in the northwest part of the state and in 3A1. I can't say that was a total surprise to us because last year we had word from Saskatchewan that just 6 miles across the border there was a symptomatic deer found, meaning emaciated, just really sickly looking. And we were kind of expecting we were going to find them. We're lucky we only found one, but what this individual is talking about, we haven't proposed it yet, but we're kind of moving that direction, is going with a baiting ban in the areas like we did in 3F2 to prevent the spread of that. Because one thing about chronic wasting disease, once it's on the landscape, it's there forever. You never get rid of it. It's not like a virus. It's not like a bacteria. It's a folded protein called a prion or prion, and it's passed during bodily fluids, nervous tissue. Granted, and we've heard the argument that, well, gee whiz, deer herd up. They congregate in the winter. They go on forage supplies. They do, and that's the thing. We're not trying to eliminate the risk because we know we can't do that. What we're trying to do is reduce the risk with these bait piles because when these deer come in there, and it can go to moose and elk also, when those deer come into those areas, they're going to have saliva, they're going to have feces, they're going to have urine in those areas. And if you have an infected deer, it's just a greater chance of passing it on.
And Montana has been experiencing a number of chronic wasting disease reports, really from north to south in the state. So that's going to be a big issue to watch what happens in Montana. And I know there's a lot of concern for hunters. What do you do with your deer and what happens when you go over there and what can you transport? And every state's a little bit different. How do you ever resolve that?
We're trying to resolve that on a national level, actually, Ron. In the last year, especially, the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, which, of course, North Dakota Game and Fish belongs to, as well as every other fish and wildlife agency across the nation, that trying to get some standardized regulations so everybody understands the same. We actually sent a letter, had to get the names and addresses of people that had bought licenses in Montana this year, and actually sent a letter to every one of those saying that, please, you cannot import your whole deer, your whole carcass into North Dakota this year. You can have boned out meat. You can bring the skull cap back, but it's got to be cleaned out. And again, those are just measures trying to reduce the risk of bringing CWD into North Dakota or spreading it.
Jerry, anytime you start talking about baiting bans and various impacts, whether or not there'll be a debate at the legislature this year. We haven't had one for a few sessions, I don't believe, but got a texter here that says, science, show the science. Is it peer-reviewed, published science? When you start talking about those issues, there's a lot of opinions, and of course, it also potentially takes away opportunities in the eyes of many. So,
right, and there is a lot of peer-reviewed science out there. There's also gray literature, what I call it anyway, is like an article in North Dakota Outdoors that hasn't been reviewed by scientists out there. I actually believe we have those quotations, those citations. On our website, it's about 3 pages worth of scientific, peer-reviewed science out there. And again, it's not meant, we know we can't eliminate the risk, it's just reducing the risk.
So I saw Jeb Williams about a week ago, and we were talking about what a great year it was for wildlife in North Dakota, and you get them into January, and you hope things are good. What does 11 inches of snow in Lake George and Anamoose, and really 7 across the entire state, it looks like at least 6 to 7 inches of blanket the state, 7 to 11 inches. What does this do to wildlife now?
Our native wildlife, they're pretty tough. They have to be like North Dakotans. They got to be tough. So if you have the native species like sharp-tailed grouse, white-tailed deer, some are going to probably going to die in this issue. But for the most part, when we don't have a good crust on it, doesn't get miserably cold, they're going to be all right.
We're gonna talk about recommendations on feeding or not feeding of the game when we come back. We'll be right back.
701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? More on the way.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I'm with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, 5 locations throughout North Dakota to serve you. And I'll tell you what, health and wellness is waiting, folks. Up your game by getting in one of these beautiful saunas. Tell us a little bit about your saunas.
Well, it's a box of wood with a heater in it, but the magic of sitting in the sauna daily, there's great health and wellness benefits, including losing weight, sweating out toxins, blood flowing better, sleeping better, true relaxation. And, of course, we've talked about that Alzheimer's dementia study that they did at the University of Finland, that men who use a sauna 4 to 5 times a week reduce that by 66%. And right now, again, no excuse not to own a sauna. We have two that are in stock that you could take home today, get in today, and start plug it into a wall today and start getting better for less than $55 a month.
Incredible. And it's literally a plug it in and put some water over the hot coals, huh?
That's right, and sweat it out.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to go. What a way to spend winter. Does it become habitual?
Yeah, it's addictive because when you sit in a sauna, it's like that runner's high. You're releasing the body's natural endorphins, which that makes you feel so good. You want to do it over and over and over again. It's also boosting your immune system, and that's why when I hear about getting flu shots, I'm like, yeah, I get it, but get a sauna. It's better than a flu shot.
There are locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Minot, to serve you. Talk to one of the pros at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bye now. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Safety Council. Their 46th annual Safety and Health Conference is on the way at the Bismarck Event Center, February 20th through the 22nd, plus 2 days of pre-conference on the 18th and 19th. North Dakota's biggest safety event, 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions, including amazing hands-on training using
the multi-story custom-built training props in the area of the event center. Training for everyone, no matter what industry you're in. The early bird rates run through January 25th. Find out more at ndsc.org, ndsc.org. 10 before the hour, it's What's Your Mind. Darrell Lee's hosting tomorrow. Ron Ness in now for Scott Hannon.
And Terry Steinwan, the Game and Fish Commissioner, is our guest. And we're going to continue our discussion, Terry. We were talking about really critical habitat in you know, what we now have is a regular North Dakota winter in, you know, farmsteads, shelter belts that have you cover. And do you guys still have programs for landowners out there who are having depredation problems if the deer get into their haystacks or something?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we've had a relatively mild December. We had our early, and we've had some depredation complaints, but boy, really, really small compared to, like, say, 2010, 2011. But yes, we do have a program out there. If you have a lot of deer, and it doesn't have to be a lot, I guess, 50, 60, but it means like a lot if you don't have a lot of feed stock out there. But if you have them getting into hay, of course, call a department. We have a policy. Within 24 hours, we'll get back to you. And within 48 hours, we'll be out and see what we can do. Sometimes it's a propane cannon, just the noise to scare them away. Sometimes we'll be wrapping it. And also, if you have chronic problems, we do provide fenced hay yards along with $2,500 to put that up. So those have been very successful ones, and I still sign a few of those every year.
I did try and do my share yesterday of pheasant hunting in the blizzard yesterday, and I had a little bit of success, but it was quite rugged out there, and I've got a buddy. We always try and hunt on the worst day of the year, so I'm not sure if this afternoon's the day or tomorrow's the day, but we will make it out. So the other thing, how about feeding of the wildlife, Terry? What's the recommended practice or not practice by the Game and Fish Commission?
Well, if you remember, like I said earlier, I've been with the department for a long time. We actually used to put feeders out on our wildlife management areas and learned quite a while ago that that's probably not the best thing to do, because what you do is, number one, you habituate those animals to come into that feed source. If they have good winter habitat associated with it, it's probably not a bad thing. But we just got done talking about the chronic wasting disease also. So if you start artificially concentrating those animals for a food source like that, there is a potential to do that. For pheasants, I guess it's up to the individual. But again, if you're going to do it, you got to continue it. And if you're doing it for deer, which, again, we certainly don't recommend, make sure it's close to winter habitat. If you have trees on one side of a road, don't feed on the other side, because deer vehicle collisions can be a problem, and especially if you're the one that's hitting them. So, we've had problems. Haven't had any this year so far, which is somewhat surprising, probably because of the nice weather that we've been experiencing. But it's called grain overload. Deer, moose, elk, they have this certain bacteria in their gut that will take the forage. They need that roughage, and if they get too much of it in there, we've actually necropsied quite a few animals in the past that have actually a full gut, full of grain, but they die. It's basically acidosis. It acidifies their blood to a point that they just don't digest their food, and they die. They literally die of starvation.
Todd, that was not the case for me dying of starvation over the holiday season, by the way, just for reference.
I hope not.
One other issue that's come up, I know Devil's Lake, the lake level dropped, was it 3 or 5 feet?
It's down to close to 48 right now.
Yeah, so that's down. You've got a lot of these other small lakes. So you guys have done an amazing job with the fisheries of stocking game and having so many fish in these small lakes. But as the water level drops, are we afraid that we're going to have a die-off if we get a heavy ice cover or something?
Well, ice cover isn't really the issue. Of course, living in the northern plains, we're going to have ice cover on those every year. But the issue is if you don't get any sunlight penetration, which creates those submergent plants to provide oxygen, there is a possibility we can have winter kill. And, of course, with this snow we just have, pretty variable, heavier in some parts of the state than others. If you have 100% snow cover and it stays that way for too long, there is a possibility with lower water levels, decaying vegetation, that it can suck the oxygen out of the water, and we could lose some of those lakes to winter kill.
Well, I think those are a couple of the great success stories under your tenure at the Game and Fish, is just the number of tremendous fishing opportunities in small lakes across North Dakota. and that and the Canadian goose population. I don't know what's accredited to that, but the number of hunting days that we now have versus what we used to have, it's simply amazing. And I know our deer are cycling down and hopefully going to be back. And it was a rough season for pheasants again this year in Southwest.
It was, and you'd mentioned it earlier. Again, 1.1 million acres of CRP, which is a lot out there, but we had that pretty nasty drought in the West last year. We had a pretty good hatch of pheasant chicks last year. Survivor was absolutely terrible. The snow bug production, they need that protein in that high protein in their diet for the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of their life. We just didn't have it last year. Of course, then we don't have the carryover. Not that we had a nasty winter last year, but I guess I was pleasantly surprised. I only went hunting in the Southwest once, but we shot a number of mature birds out there and only a couple young birds, I'm sorry, not very many mature birds.
It almost seems like birds can handle the winter better than they can the drought. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Jerry, thanks for a great year of hunting opportunities and your service. So we're wrapping up today, Todd. So we got Darrell Leach tomorrow, Legacy Fund discussion. So get your questions ready. That's going to be a hot topic, and I'll be.
Hi, Scott Henry. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price, so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@mineraltracker.com.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.